Well, I'm going to come to you soon, Dan, on this sort of idea of augmentation. And for those of us who know, it's been sort of more students of war and warfare. One of the analyses after the Second World War was that less than 25% of all those in direct battlefield situations ever fired a gun at another person. Now, that is not great statistics if you really want to win a war. So, of course, a lot of work and research and money went into how do you do augmentations or enhancements or even looking at ways of, if I can say, messing with our cognitive perception of reality to increase the chances of actually fighting another human being. And this is obviously where some of these new technologies are, you know, being tested out and also challenging some ethical boundaries. And we can come back a little bit to that space, because from an arms control perspective, these are posing challenges and questions that we are, it goes beyond the tangible intangibles and intangible tangibles of what we're dealing with, but a very important point was happening in the neuroscience field. Coming back to you, Vansa, and going a little bit, take a step back a little bit to the work that you do, and Maya was referring to this issue of agency and data and identity, and I know that you've been looking at, you know, technologies also from that kind of personal angle. You know, how do you, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, what technologies are available to us to make sure that the human element of it does not get lost in all of this, be it a soldier, be it the people with protection needs, be it those who are fleeing a war. You know, what are some of the technologies that you guys are looking at, and how do you review its maturity to do what we needed to do to help us with what the Iranian was mentioning, to be preventive tools.